Welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, today's a great day to share the show. And you can pick up the stream by going to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right-hand corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And if you're interested in that Answers Pet Food Recall, that's where you will find the post about the recall. And or you can go to Truth About Pet Food. .com. All righty then. It is an extra Sunday month, and the last Sunday of the month, as we changed out our scheduling. And keeping with tradition at this point, that means we spend the rest of the show with, I think, the most knowledgeable people on the planet about what's going on with animals in this country, around the world, and may have found something just now that they don't know about yet. but
we've been researching it.
Most of the stuff like I said, I've just been blown away this week, because every time something happens, and I'm thinking, oh God, I wonder if Beth and Merritt, I wonder if Merritt's on top of this, and before I have a chance to even ask them. Here comes the post, or they're emailing me that they're on top of this, and da da da. And it's like, my goodness, I'm just so grateful that we discovered you. So anyway, welcome back to Animal World, Merritt and Beth Clifton. Good morning, you two.
Morning, Martha.
Good morning. Thank you.
We have been quickly researching the thing we didn't know about, the flooding in Kathmandu. As it happens, I have been in Kathmandu. It's like a bowl.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, it's surrounded by the Himalayan sub-mountains leading up to Everest and K2 and all that. So if they get bad rains there, it all drains down into Kathmandu, which is in the bottom of a valley. So Kathmandu often has devastating floods if they have...
And landslides.
Yeah, unexpectedly heavy monsoons or premature snow melt or anything like that. It's a bowl. And everything drains down in there. And that's what's happened again.
So
a fairly familiar scenario.
So, of course, you are familiar with the area, what's going on and that sort of thing. We got a call from Eileen from Help Animals India earlier this morning just to let us know that was going on. And I know I think Nathan checked and she's got something on the Help Animals India Facebook page about it. But I do think that Help Animals India is a great place to go to, if you want to help in a situation like that, because Eileen, she's got all the systems set up and where they send the money and all of that sort of stuff. My computer is going nuts, but I take that back. It's Nathan that's going nuts. And Nathan.
Oh, no, Nathan.
He just screen shared and put a bunch of stuff up here. Oh, Animal Nepal. Important.
They've had to postpone their anti-rabies program. Yep.
They're actually located right beside the major river through the Kathmandu Valley, so I can see where their problem would be.
Gotcha, because this is due to the heavy rainfall. We have to postpone all anti-rabies vaccination programs.
No electricity, landslides. It sounds pretty bad.
Yep. All right. So now where did you got this from? Help Animals India, Nathan?
Yeah, they shared a post. Oh, my goodness. Shared a post from Animal Nepal's Facebook page.
Okay. All right. So, So what's for if you are concerned about Kathmandu and the flooding and what's going on with the animals, then Merritt and Beth, of course, are investigating and following it now, and I'm sure we'll post, about it when they have all the information they need. In the meantime, helpanimalsindia.org, but where we're finding this most current information is Facebook at Help Animals India. So go to Facebook, search Help Animals India, and you will find all of that. All right. Thank you, Nathan. For catching us up on that. Before we go into more details about animal stuff, well, I want to talk about the local animals. And then, of course, in case any of you don't know, Merritt and Beth come from us locally. We're blessed to have them in this area. And you guys, everything peaceful over on Whidbey Island? You got a decent, we've got sunshine over here. What's going on over there?
All's well here. It's a cool, bright, sunny morning.
All right. So then next, you all don't know, but when Merritt and Beth tuned in, Beth did not have Henry Rooster in her lap, as she often does. She had Sebastian Kitty in her lap. So Sebastian got to say hi, but he wasn't all that thrilled with being on the radio, so he bailed. But anyway, so how are the chickens, Henry Rooster and Miss Arabella?
They're doing great. You may hear them crow right now. They're out walking around getting some fresh air.
All right.
Enclosure. In fact, they're right here in front of the house where we can watch them.
They're just outside the door. They're listening to us.
Yeah, they like to listen to us.
Now, I don't know that I've ever asked you, but does Arabella lay eggs?
Yes, she does, but she's been going through a molt. So she hasn't laid eggs for a couple weeks, but it's so silly. I had a dream she had the most ridiculous looking egg. All about the chickens. But anyway, they're doing great. And as far as the eggs goes, we don't eat eggs. We're vegetarians, but we either give them away or I cook them up, and I don't let her see when I take them, just so you know. And I also, it's very healthy for them, so I'll cook them up and give them to them, to the chicken.
Okay.
They
okay.
eat everything.
All right. Well, that makes sense. All righty then. So we might as well start diving into some of this bigger stuff. So, you know, I guess the first thing here, you know, in our country would be, you know, the big hurricane that, you know, hit Florida. And my understanding is it's been unusual in that it moved so quickly. It stayed quite powerful going up through the states. And I know when Beth and Merritt, when we communicated off the air, I found out that Beth, you are majorly connected to that area. You have family there. So what's your connection to that area?
Yeah, I have three adult children that live there with my grandchildren. And as far as Hurricane Helene goes, in all the years that I lived there, which was most of my life, 25 mile per hour moving hurricane is super fast, unusual. On the one hand, it's good because when a storm is slow, it's going to do more damage.
Right.
Slower. This was like a freight train. It was huge and so much wind. It, in a way, it was worse than Andrew as far as what the storm looked like. It only came to shore as a 4, but I mean, all the warnings,
that's still big.
It's still big, but all the warnings were that, you know, this is a very dangerous storm and sort of set a new record from what I understand.
Yeah. But I think that kind of what I was getting from it was that it came ashore in an area that was actually better than it could have been because of what was in that area.
It hit the most sparsely populated area that it possibly could have up at the Big Bend. So it destroyed a couple, Steinhatchee and Cypress Key, absolutely destroyed those towns. But between the two of them, they had about as many people as there are on a typical Seattle city block. So it could have been a whole lot worse.
Okay. So there weren't many people there, but there were little town places, just not heavily populated. But I did see something this morning. I mean, headlines that Stein something.
Steinhatchee.
Steinhatchee, that little town was completely destroyed, that there's nothing left is what I read.
That and Cypress Key both.
So do we know anything about those smaller areas that have been destroyed? Do we know about any animal help in that, your Absolutely. Animal situation there? What do we know?
We do. A Palm Beach Post reporter named Ann Gegas was able to get into both of them the morning after the storm. And the first thing she found was a feral cat rescuer who had found all of her cats.
Wow.
Somehow they survived. She also found a family of three adults living in a car with five Dachshunds and a cat and trying to retrieve another cat.
Wow.
So apparently it moved through there fast enough that people and animals were able to find cover. They didn't have any fatalities there, although they have had at least 64 fatalities throughout the path of the storm. But most of the worst damage appears to have been in western South Carolina. That's also a relatively lightly populated area. It's mostly agricultural. And we're still looking for reports on what became of the chicken barns and so forth. That's where most of the human casualties were reported too, even though it's a relatively sparse population.
And just to finish up, Beth, with you, does my understanding correct that your family was not in the path of the hurricane that everything, or were they, and they're okay? But they're all okay, right?
They're all okay. And I was amazed because there was no power outage for the kids. No damage to the homes. It was such a random thing.
They were in evacuation zone A, but the storm, mandatory evacuation, but didn't evacuate. And the storm turned north at the last minute and missed them.
I'll give you an example real quick. Mm-hmm. Andrew moved through, that's Hurricane Andrew in what year was that?
92.
In 92, was going at about 18 miles per hour, top speed. Then once, of course, it hits land, it slows down. This was 25, it was moving at 25 miles an hour. And Andrew was a devastating storm.
Well, it wasn't one of the more recent hurricanes we had this year. Seemed to me that it did a lot more damage than they had anticipated, but it was because it moved so slowly. And I remember watching the coverage and them saying, it's just not moving. It's just staying. And so then you get, you know, that whirlwind and all of that. And when it doesn't move, like you said, it just causes more and more damage. So the blessing for this hurricane was that it moved really fast. So it did damage, but not as much as it would have if, had it been moving slower. And so do we know anything about, I know Nathan, I think, didn't you say your brother and family lost power in Kentucky related
They did,
to
all
this?
The way out there, kind of towards Cincinnati area. They have been out without power at least a day or so.
It was a big storm. Tampa Bay got hit pretty bad too.
All right. But as far as you know, the animals are being cared for as those bases are being covered.
The thing is, we put together a list of major animal protection organizations in the anticipated path of Hurricane Helene, as we always do when there's a disaster. And then we checked with them, and all but three had checked in within a matter of hours that they had no significant damage. Those three, Polk County Animal Control and Manatee County Animal Control and SPCA of Tampa, as opposed to Tampa SPCA. There's three of them that we don't yet have information from, but because others near them are okay, we're assuming they're okay too. Now, one of them, Polk County Animal Control, Beth used to work at.
Oh, so wow.
We're pretty familiar with that one.
It sounds like, Beth, this is the area you are from. Is this where you grew up, did you say?
Actually, I grew up in South Florida on Miami Beach, but as an older adult, moved to Central Florida because it was more affordable.
I see. But then you got your senses and you moved out here to the great Pacific Northwest where
Garrett.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're glad to have you out here in our neck of the woods. And I'm always grateful because even when we have yucky stuff going on here with some weather stuff, it just never compares to what's going on elsewhere. So I think we're kind of lucky there. All right. Looks like a good time for us to take care of advertisers. And then the next thing we've got to do that's real current would be the animals in Lebanon and stuff.
Yeah.
And Merritt and Beth are on that. And I don't know that it's all great news, but we need to know what's going on. So at least we can direct our love and our light and all of that stuff and prayers there. Anyway, stay right where you are. We got warring in Lebanon and the animals report coming up straight ahead. Merritt and Beth Clifton are here from animals24-7.org. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from the Awanda Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And you can check out everything going on at Ananda at anandawashington.org. They have, of course, the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. Service should be happening now as we speak. And the Yoga Hall next door, the Linwood Community and the East-West Bookshop in downtown Edmonds. And now there's a new Heart Song Retreat out in Lake Stevens. And all kinds of great classes and events going on. Check them all out, anandawashington.org. And of course, yeah, if you need help with your dog friends, that's what I do. And I got to tell you that I'm absolutely open and available again. You know, I've had other things to do and been up to my eyeballs and freezers and refrigerators not working and all that sort of stuff. But I would love to be serving and helping people with their dog friends. So know that I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. And I usually only have to see people once for it's a marathon session, but I don't just give people the fish. I teach them how to fish. So not only solve the problems for the dogs, but teach them what to do about it. So they don't need me anymore. And know what to do with their own dogs. And so I'd love to chat with you or anybody you know that has problems with their animals. Tell them I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. Just pass out my phone number. Say Martha needs to serve and needs some work. So 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer of the Northwest. Healing room with the gongs and the chimes, the acutonic forks and stuff is just an incredible experience. She keeps my physical body in good shape, and otherwise I wouldn't be able to crawl around the floor and deal with all this stuff I've been having to deal with. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call. She does have openings for new clients, and if you can see her in person, it's just so worth it. But she also can work with you remotely as well. Her number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then, we are talking with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And what you missed is that Sebastian, the big black long-haired kitty, decided to join us again while we're taking care of advertisers. And he snuggled in with Beth for a moment and said hi, and then he was done. So I didn't have a chance to ask you, Beth. How do Sebastian and the chickens, Henry and Arabella, do they get along? Do they know each other? Do they care?
Well, they coexist. He'll go out there. We have a cat enclosure, which is now the chicken enclosure. And so he'll just go out there and hang out. And I mean, he won't snuggle with them or anything, but,
right, but
yeah, they Henry is very good about leaving him alone. And of course, Sebastian is a very nice cat. So,
all right. Excellent. Everybody gets along. Yeah. All right. So we are trying to, we are addressing all of the situations around the country, around the world involving animals that most current and that we need to deal with. I think we've talked about, you know, the Hurricane Helene and all of that stuff. We talked about the flooding in Kathmandu and India. I think the next thing on our list that's just, you know, going on as we speak and just been over the last few days has been the Israeli attacks on Lebanon. They've been successful in getting the leader of Hezbollah and all that sort of stuff, and apparently are continuing in all of that. But Merritt, what's the situation for animals in Lebanon and that sort of thing?
Well, there's one major animal protection organization there, Animals Lebanon, which is located in Beirut, in central Beirut. It was actually near when they had the fertilizer storage explosion back in 2016, I think it was.
Took down a couple buildings.
Yeah. So they were the first responders on that. They were also the first responders in the previous war situations. And they have been sending their people out to do animal rescue in the war zones to the extent that they're able to. And gave us a pretty extensive report last night on what they've been doing. They're also active in enforcing the wildlife protection laws. So just before the fighting really escalated, they took possession of 6 baboons, a couple of tigers, and a lion cub who had been bootlegged into the country and were being exhibited illegally. Now all of a sudden they've got these animals in an apartment. They had them booked to go to sanctuaries in the United States and South Africa, and then all the flights are canceled.
Oh, geez.
They're having to look after these animals as well as...
In an apartment? Holy mackerel.
Well, luckily the lions are cubs.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
They have some outdoor facilities too, but they're having to share with all the animals that have been left behind by people who are fleeing the country and can't take their animals with them. It's hard enough to get a seat for a person, let alone for a dog or cat crate. They've collected hundreds of dog and cat crates, and they're passing them out to people who are fleeing so they can at least try to take their animals with them. But you know, Lebanon's in a pretty tough position because it's a country smaller than Israel, which is politically divided into 5 major factions. And they're major cultural factions, not just political factions. You have both the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. They have Greek Orthodox, Druze, Christians. They have Catholics. So
wow.
It's just a very divided, mixed up, confused situation. And Animals Lebanon is one of these organizations which has managed to establish itself as an independent identity, not strictly affiliated with any of these different groups, so they can move among them to a certain extent. They've been going, I've been acquainted with the people there for better than 20 years, more like 25 years or so, personally acquainted.
So it's Animals Lebanon. Would there be a website like animalslebanon.org or something?
They have a Facebook page, which they keep updated pretty well. Just go to Animals Lebanon and you can see whatever they're doing. If they're limited.
And would they be a good organization for people that feel a heart connection to that area and would like to help the animals? Would it be this Animals Lebanon? Would that be the place to donate to?
Absolutely.
Yes.
They do good work. And I know the people personally. They're dead honest people.
And they're very brave. Very brave.
Yeah. And they have a lot of experience with this kind of thing, to the extent you could have experience with dodging explosions and stuff like that.
They'll go into buildings that are like about to crumble to rescue dogs. They're amazing. Wow.
Well, and I guess in one way, I guess it's encouraging to know that there are organizations in these countries, you know, to help animals. And it sounds like, man, they're on top of this right away with, you know, it, getting the crates out and all of this and rescuing the animals.
They actually prepare.
Really? Yeah. Well, I guess you'd have to. I mean, you live in that area. It's like kind of war is like a way of life often, you know.
They do have small animal rescue and dog rescue outfits, mom and pop things scattered around the country. And Animals Lebanon does liaison with them and helps them with supplies, stuff like that.
All right. So we know you can find Animals Lebanon on Facebook. And I think, Nathan, is that what you are you looking to see if you can find stuff?
Yep. Lots of stuff going on about, of course, the war going on right now and the attacks and how they're impacting the animals and what they're doing to help, and of course lots of video footage and pictures of the destruction as well, and it's really an intense thing to see.
Are you seeing anything now? Are you looking at what's on Facebook?
Yep, I'm on their page right now. Okay. I can actually go ahead and share it up here too.
Well, but I'm wondering if you're seeing anything about donating to this place.
They probably have tree right here. You have a bunch of different donations.
Excellent.
Pages.
Okay. Yep. All right. So that's, now the only other thing's popping into my mind is that if people don't do Facebook, is there another way to donate?
Let's go to Animals 24/7. And our lead article is about Lebanon today. And there is actually a donate link for Animals Lebanon at the bottom of that article.
Well, hey, there you go. Okay, so you can go to Animals Lebanon on Facebook, or you can simply bypass that whole thing and go straight to the source, and that would be animals24-7.org. And Merritt, you said it is the lead article, so people will be able to find it right away. And
there's an exact link at the bottom of the article that goes directly to Animals Lebanon.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So you got that one covered as well. All right, then. Next local stuff. Now, I would like to think in my mind that most people are smart enough to pay attention and know the truth about what's really going on. But I have been extremely disappointed quite a bit here recently how many people are not really in tune and not in touch and believe a lot of the stuff that we're told. And Merritt, I know you guys were all over this, so I know we can get the absolute truth. But from what I'm seeing is I'm talking about what's been going on in Ohio this last, you know, couple weeks or so. One side of the presidential campaigns making immigration a huge thing and spreading rumor, conspiracy theory. I mean, just about Haitian immigrants. And they started in, of course, Springfield, Ohio, eating people's pets. All blown up and all that stuff. And now I know I see interviews with a lot of people that say they just don't know what to believe. So my mouth draws still. Could you please inform us what's going on? What's the truth?
Well, first of all, I think anybody familiar with Haitian culture and culinary practices would tell you that their diet is actually largely vegetarian with some fish. They don't eat that much meat. What they do eat is mostly chicken. A lot of the people there practice voodoo, but neither dogs nor cats have a place in voodoo. it's really all about chickens. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I personally have been tracking verified cases of dog and cat theft since 1980, which is a 45-year list of who is stealing dogs and cats and who is eating them, because I'll list the cause. So I went through about 1,600 verified dog and cat theft cases from 1980 on, and I found about 7 or 8 that involved immigrants of any kind. None of them were Haitians, and the only theft cases that resulted in consumption were ones involving drug addicts from the United States. They weren't immigrants at all. They were spaced out meth heads and so forth from the U.S. eating whatever was handy, and they're very, very rare. I didn't find any cases of immigrants of stealing dogs and cats to eat at all, just zero. And I'd say 1,600 or so over a 45-year period is a pretty damn good sample. Now, the story that was told there, that story has been told about every group of immigrants that's come into the country. It's been told about the Chinese, the Vietnamese, the Italians back in the day. And it's always turned out to be 99.9% bull. Something nasty that people can say, so they do.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this whole Ohio thing, in Springfield is being used politically to try to win an election.
It always the divide and conquer wedge politics strategy. You say the nastiest thing you can think of about your opponent, or who you think might be supporting your opponent, or you might be able to persuade somebody is supporting your opponent, or your opponent favors them. So it's just plain nasty, dirty politics. And by the way, we checked with people in Springfield, as did the major mass media. There are no reports of any pets disappearing that cannot be attributed to coyotes, which makes a lot more sense. Coyotes will eat a cat or a small dog if they get a chance. And they have coyotes just the same as we do. And the few accounts that are of animals disappearing, coyotes have been seen in the area, so it's not a surprise. It's nothing unusual.
Yeah,
coyotes are not immigrants, by the way. They're native. They've been here longer than we have.
Right.
I think there's a lot going on that I was surprised to learn initially, and one of the things is that I am doing my best to not say their names because it's gag me with a spoon every time I even think anyway. So, but the side of the election that is pushing all the negative immigration problems and so forth picked up on this story because there was one woman apparently on Facebook that said, oh, I heard from a neighbor that their cat was stolen and they found it, the neighbors ate it. But now that woman has come forward and said it was not true. And the person that said their cat had been taken and eaten, the cat was found a few days later hiding in the basement or something. And there was no truth to the story, but it was picked up and exploded. And another important thing that I didn't realize when I was first hearing the stories that these Haitian immigrants they're talking about in Springfield, Ohio, are not illegal. They're legally, and they were actually wanted because they needed the workforce. Yeah, they have some issues and working out, details and how do you manage when you bring a lot of people into the area, but they needed them and they want them and, it's a good thing, and they're legal. But what really is so sad for me is to see that the powers that be on that side of the political fence that are really promoting all of that's just bottom line lies about the Haitian immigrant situation there and what's really going on with animals in order to promote their own political agenda. But as a result of that, they're very powerful and people listen. And there are so many, there are millions and millions of people in this country that haven't just drunk the Kool-Aid, they've drowned in it. Mm-hmm. All right. And unfortunately, for political reasons, the lies have destroyed that community. And from everything I can tell, I mean, and all the bomb threats and the school closures and the government's closing down and a lot of the Haitians afraid to even go out of their houses or do things. And it just is so sad that it's come to this. And that even when these powers that be are shown the truth, is there any retraction? Is there any apology? Is there any move to try to improve the situation? No. What do? Double down and tell the lies more.
And these are not people that have particularly good records on animal issues in the first place. They're circulating this kind of thing. And one more thing I want to mention. I found word for word the identical account that J.D. Vance was circulating about the supposed to be eating the dogs and cats, circulated about a Hmong family in Minnesota. These are Vietnamese immigrants from the Highlands about 12 years ago. And that turned out to be bull too.
Oh, it was the same story about a different set of immigrants in a different place. Yeah, and it was
almost word for word identical. We're talking about punctuation points being a little different, that sort of thing. It's just like the same old lie recirculated. And I think that if I went into researching it historically, I might find it being circulated in the 1850s about the Italians.
And pretty much all the yucky stuff you're hearing about immigration and all the horrible things that are happening, like 99.9% of that, folks, is lies. It's just simply not true.
When you don't have the truth on your side, all that's left is misinformation.
So you not only read research what's going on in Ohio and Springfield, and there's something going on, I think, in Utah or someplace. There are other places where this is also having a negative effect. But then you went back and looked at all of the animal stealing and animal eating and all that kind of, and you just can't find anything to support this anywhere since the 1980s.
And this is something that I have personally kept a log of since 1980. I've logged dog attacks and animal hoarding cases since 1982. But the first log of this type that I started keeping was the one on pet theft, because at that time I was investigating the traffic in stolen dogs and cats to laboratories, which has now been largely shut down by legal changes and so forth. But this is the data is out there, and the data does not suggest not support the allegations at all.
Well, and especially when I listen, hear the lies about, and I don't know that you keep up on all immigration stuff, but the lies of, all the countries in the world, they're emptying out all their mental institutions and they're emptying out all their prisons and they're sending them all here and they're all being let in. And, that's just a bunch of BS. And there's not any truth to it at all. But how many millions of people are believing that kind of stuff? We don't just need animals24-7.org, Merritt. We need humans24-7.org, I think. But anyway, I appreciate all your research, and at least you can say unequivocally that there just is none of this stuff going on with immigrants and stealing pets or wildlife and eating our animals and all that sort of stuff.
A lot of us are aware that the first families of Georgia were convicts or came over from England. So if you want to go back far enough, they did empty out the prisons and the mental asylums, and that's who founded the United States.
Oh, gosh. All right. That's too good. We just got to leave it at that. Let us take care of advertisers before we run out of time. And then we got this one more local story that one of our listeners called in about, and that's the 91-year-old Chehalis woman killed by her own German shepherds. Well, I don't have any information about that, but we'll assume that Beth and Merritt probably have all what we need to know. So let's take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come up and finish and get to that story. And then we got another full hour to go. We're here till noon today, so stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nutro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down hour number two at the moment, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, best cat vitamins on the planet called NuPro Nuggets. And the dog formula is phenomenal for skin and hair coat. And it comes in a joint and hip support formula. And man, does it work to keep the hair on your dog. And I gotta admit, I ran out of Robbie's NuPro. And I just haven't gotten around to ordering it or buying. I've had so much else going on. And I started looking around my house and I'm looking at, where's all this dog hair coming from? It's like, oh, geez, I got to get Robbie back on his NuPro because there's hair everywhere again. I mean, it literally keeps the hair on your dog until you brush it off if you have a shedding breed. So NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, check them out online. If you can't find it at your local pet store, you can find everything on Amazon. And then Dr. Nels Rasmussen, you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Be sure you go to the website, join his private group for $10 while you still can, because then you'll be able to take advantage of the free classes coming up. He's going to do another Rasmussen Reset, teaching us how to reset our own animals. And that class is fabulous. I even know how to do it now. Anyway, and you get to come for free. So healingministryforanimals.com. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I got to see the chickens during that break. Merritt did a walkabout and took his camera with him or something, and I got to see Henry and Arabella. They look like they're having a swell time wandering around the yard and being chickens. And thanks for the view of the chickens. So anyway, Merritt, 91-year-old Chehalis woman killed after attack by her own dogs. I think it was German Shepherds. That is something recent. When our we had a listener call in that wanted to know what you know. So what can you tell us?
Well, the first thing, two German Shepherds are an awful lot of dog for a 91-year-old woman. Even if they're well-behaved dogs, that's just a lot to handle. I used to have a 90-pound German Shepherd. She was a wonderful dog. But after she died, I decided I wasn't going to get another dog that big because at that point I was over 50 years old. Now I'm over 70. And I just figured I want a dog that I can control if need be. And the next dog may not be as laid back and easygoing as that particular German Shepherd was.
Yeah, German Shepherds was my breed too for a couple of decades. So I totally relate to that. But then on the other hand, that is my business and I'm the dog trainer. So I'm saying a well-trained and socialized with a, you know, decent genetics and temperament and all that sort of stuff dog for a 91-year-old would not be a problem. But, you know,
haywire and you've got two of them, then it's the problem times two because you get the pack mentality going.
And yeah. So do we know anything about this particular case and or is it too new?
It's too new. We don't even have the identity of the victim, but we have tracked since 1982 fatal and disfiguring dog attacks in the U.S. and Canada. And since 1994, in South Africa, and since 1991 in Great Britain. So we have thousands of these cases on record, more than 10,000 total attacks. German Shepherds rate relatively low. Pit bulls are better than 70%, all the different varieties of pit bull together. And then below that, you have Rottweilers. And then that's the top tier. And then the next lowest tier is the tier that includes German Shepherds. The difference being that German Shepherds and the other dogs, Huskies in that tier, for example, Malamutes, they're about four times more likely than the average dog to kill or maim somebody. Pit bulls and Rottweilers about 10 times more likely. And it's interesting how it goes in tiers. The average dog is your basic golden retriever or lab. That's average. That's not the safe side. That's average. The safe side among big dogs is setters, pointers. It's very rare that setters and pointers ever injure anybody, partly because they're bred to be gun dogs, which means that they are not very highly reactive, and they have soft mouths because they're meant to retrieve ducks.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that a lot of people, when they're acquiring or choosing a dog, understand risk factors. There are dogs that are higher risk of bites and injuries.
I was kind of, when I was promoting this in the first hour, you weren't with us yet, but said, you know, we've already kind of talked about it at some point, because we need to do a whole show on this subject. And I think it's probably going to have to be an extra Sunday show, because I've come to realize now that I've been, you know, following your work and getting educated by you guys, that there probably isn't anybody else that has better statistics and knows more about dogs, dog breeds, who's attacking what and how frequently and all that sort of thing. And it's a controversial subject. Because it leads into, well, breed bans and all that kind of stuff. But it isn't a black and white situation.
Well, one of the aspects that's worth paying attention to is there's natural breeds of dogs that evolved on their own in particular parts of the world. And those dogs are not particularly dangerous. They're also manufactured breeds of dogs. And for example, this is a German Shepherd. The German Shepherd, the Rottweiler, and the what's the other one that's high risk?
That Doberman.
Care? Doberman. They were all produced by breeders, including Carl Doberman, deliberately produced to meet specifications of the Prussian military in the late 19th century.
Isn't that amazing?
The ancestral stock of the Rottweiler was a cart pulling dog, which was also a manufactured breed. And of course, the pit bull is probably the most completely manufactured breed there is.
That's fascinating. See, we have to do at least a whole show on this, because you guys have information that a lot of us don't have, and that I even don't have. And realizing, see, I didn't even know that naturally evolved breeds compared to human created breeds, there's a big difference in what, and all of that. There's so much information. So what we got to do is, and what we're going to do is, we're going to do a show on this subject, but coming from as best we can an unbiased standpoint, that it's not about an argument, and oh, you can't, we're not going to get into the argument of banning and all that sort of, and who believes. We're just going to tell you, we're just going to find out the truth from Merritt and Beth, and what's really going on with dogs and breeds, and see, they see correlations and reasons that many wouldn't ever put together. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. And you guys are open to doing that show with me?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to be done. Oh, and we are about out of time. So we gotta get off the animal train here, and we're going to get on the love train one more time. And now we know. So we'll have to leave it with the Chehalis woman and her German Shepherds, because it's a brand new case and we don't even know, have any identities or know. Perhaps by next week, when we, you know, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday, you'll be on with me again at 11 o'clock next week. You might have some update on that. And then, of course, we'll follow up with a show on the whole subject. Alrighty, so we've got another full hour to go with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And if you have something, you know, an animal case in this country or around the world, or something about animals you want to know about, if you want to give us a call, we'll get you on the air, and you can ask yourself, or you can just tell Nathan what you want to call about. Local numbers, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Otherwise, we're going to fire up the love train, and it's our chance to get our exercise for the morning and our juices flowing. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on the love train and join us. We'll come by and pick you up. And when you have a chance during the song, we're sending love all over the world, all these places we're talking about that are in such turmoil right now. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Om Shanti Shanti. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.